Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about changes in education on this weekend show. Today we're focusing on Somerville High School. Next week we'll be joined by the superintendent of Sonora High School, but as we mentioned, Somerville High School, and joined on the telephone by Michael Merrill, the superintendent of the Somerville Union School District. Superintendent Merrill, my next question is, you know, in regards to distance learning, if students didn't want to go back to the classroom or parents didn't want to send students back to the classroom at this point in time, what are kind of the options that students have?
At this time, our students that do not want to return to campus are accessing independent study program, which we have. Most students have returned to their classroom, but we do have, it looks like, probably about 40 students that will be looking at independent study.
And is that quite a bit of a bump from past years?
We normally sit about 30 or so students, so, you know, throughout the year, not all at one time, but we have seen an increase early on. These are higher numbers for earlier in the year than we've seen in past years, yes.
I know a lot of people have wondered what the school year is going to be like for students going back. You know, if students do get sick, are there certain protocols and things that they have to do, or a set amount of time that they have to stay home?
There are protocols. We have we use the same flow chart as every school within the county that's been worked through, all the superintendents worked through with public health. And so we consult public health if we have any questions. They help to make decisions in terms of whether a student should be sent home or tested or whatever the recommendations might be. But we do work very, very collaboratively with our public health. And knock on wood, we have not had any of those situations at Somerville High, and hopefully we won't, but you know, certainly they are there, and they're a great asset for us.
I have to imagine during a time of a pandemic, it's a challenging decision to figure out when exactly to go back and how to do it. The community response, what type of response have you received from the community to this point?
At this point, we've had very, very positive response. I've been doing weekly updates with our principal every Friday since this all started way back in March. And so we just try and keep our community highly informed, and part of that is our reopening plan. We took that in front of our school board. Parents were a part of the surveying that went on so we could find out, you know, who's interested in having their students come back, if, you know, what are you looking for in terms of safety protocols and so forth. So, you know, I feel very, very fortunate that our community has been supportive, and our goal is to implement our reopening plan, we say, with fidelity. We just want to make sure that everybody is safe. So far it has worked very well.
When you look at kind of the mental health aspect of the coronavirus pandemic, you know, what have you kind of noticed from an education perspective about, you know, students and the need to have them back in school?
I would say that our two crisis counselors have been extremely busy. And my hat's off to both Monique and Kevin for being available for students, not only during the distance learning of last spring, but all the way through the summer and during the start of the school year when we were in distance learning, just reaching out to students, checking in with individual Google Classroom sessions, finding out if students are doing well or need something. They've been amazing, and they've been very supportive of our teaching staff as well, because it's been a huge thing. The mental health need gets exacerbated in this time, and many times students count on the school for help, and when they were away from school, we were seeing that reports to Child Protective Services and things like that across the county were down, and oftentimes that's because students didn't have a place to go to report something, so that became a real concern.
What have you noticed in regards to just the staff and kind of stepping up during this time to make changes and put the school on a path to reopen?
I have to say that our staff has been amazing. I mean, I can look at each department, and I look at our transportation department, who are delivering meals throughout the distance learning time by vans. We had a cadre of us that would make lunches for our students and have all of those put into the van so that, you know, the students would be fed. And so food service staff, amazing. All the cleaning and sanitizing and deep cleaning that's been done by our custodial and maintenance. And, you know, our office staff just being available to ask questions to for parents. And, you know, it's teaching staff has been amazing, just wiping down desks between each class, making sure that they have all the things they need, and all the new learning that had to happen for the distance learning. You know, lots of professional development. So just amazing all around.
Is busing running the same as past years?
It is running the same. Smaller numbers, obviously, when right now we're in hybrid, but a lot of our parents, I think, are transporting their students, and so we did a revamp of our ingress and egress to the campus, and so that seems to be working well. But I think as we return to full capacity, I think probably more students will be using the busing. So, you know, that they're doing a great job of keeping those sanitized as well.
Have you heard from public health in regards to, I mean, hopefully there's not going to be COVID cases, but if there is a case at any of the schools, you know, in Tuolumne County, is it different if there's just like a single case as opposed to if there's a breakout of cases and just different preparations?
Yes. So we are required to notify anytime there's a case. Public health notifies us, and then we work with contact tracing. So we get the information that they need to figure out who would have been around wherever the case would be. And then, you know, who needs to be notified. If it's a single case, then the student is sent home. We ask that they be tested so that we know if there's a positive or a negative result. And then once we know, that's when we would look at if does it need to be a closure of that cohort of students. Is it, you know, worse than that and needs to be a closure of more than that or the school itself? So, again, that's where the support of the public health department is going to be really necessary. And I hope I never get that call.
Have all the various school districts been working pretty well together during this time?
Yes. We all have a weekly call with public health, and we're all trying as hard as we can. We pick each other's brains, what's working, what's not working, you know, what do you do in this kind of a situation? So I think we're a very collegial group of superintendents, and, you know, I count on them, and hopefully they can count on me as well.
We need to take one more break, talking with Superintendent Michael Merrill on this weekend's Motherlode Views. He is superintendent of Somerville High School, getting an update on the start of the new school year, the transition to hybrid, and as well as looking ahead to bringing additional students back to campus in the weeks ahead. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.